You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Consumer Agency is warning people to be careful when donating money to support the bushfire recovery efforts and volunteer firefighters. The warning comes as fire-related donations to online crowdfunding platform GoFundMe reach an all-time high in Australia. A statement from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says many scams go unreported because people do not realise they were targeted, and urges people to be vigilant and proceed with caution online.
Do not donate via fundraising pages on platforms that do not verify the legitimacy of the fundraiser, or that do not guarantee your money will be returned if the page is determined to be fraudulent. Be careful about crowdfunding requests, as these may be fake and also come from scammers. Check the terms and conditions of funding platforms and ensure you are dealing with official organisations.
Scammers are using a variety of methods to target people, including door knocking and asking for donations on behalf of charities. Other scams appear in the form of text messaging, cold calling, and fake online crowdfunding pages. Last week, a fake online fundraising campaign using the name and pictures of a father and son who died while defending their home in the New South Wales town of Cobargo was shut down after receiving almost $4,000. Two New South Wales police districts also released statements in December warning of people posing as New South Wales Rural Fire Service volunteers and asking for donations. One man was reported to be knocking on doors in a firefighter's uniform and claiming to have been fighting fires all night. New South Wales Police say they have received a number of reports about fake bushfire fundraisers.
Police have received a number of reports regarding allegedly fraudulent crowdfunding pages relating to bushfire victims and relief efforts. Police are urging the public to be vigilant when donating money, and if you're unsure, consider donating to a registered organisation involved in bushfire recovery efforts.
Millions of dollars in donations to support fire-affected communities across Australia, injured wildlife and volunteer firefighting services have been coming in from around the world after photos of fire-ravaged Victoria and New South Wales shocked the world on New Year's Eve. A Facebook fundraising campaign started by Australian comedian Celeste Barber has raised more than $35 million for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. Regional Manager of GoFundMe Australia, Nicola Britton, says the online crowdfunding platform has received an unprecedented number of donations to bushfire-related campaigns since New Year's Eve. But she also warned people to make sure they check where their donation money is going.
Make sure that the platform you're using and donating to is a credible platform. And, you know, that they are dedicated to safety.
Ms. Britton says over the past week, 90,000 individual donations have pledged $5 million to Australian bushfire appeals.
We have over the past week alone since New Year's Eve, when obviously the fires really started to ramp up again, we have seen an unprecedented amount of donations to bushfire-related GoFundMe pages.
GoFundMe has been running a crisis response plan to deal with the record-breaking donation numbers. The plan includes a team working around the clock to quickly verify the legitimacy of the campaigns and get the donations released to the beneficiaries as soon as possible.
We have a huge trust and safety team, and they're assigned to monitoring the platform around the clock. They're interacting with campaign organisers and beneficiaries, and they actually will not release the funds until we have spoken to the person and verified the person and the individual or family or community that is benefiting from that fund.
More than 140 fires are burning across New South Wales, and close to 40 warnings remain in place for fires in Victoria. Marnie True, SBS News.